JST, Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. Compare Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, chapter 7, verses 3 and 13, chapter 9, verse 12, chapter 10, verses 1, 20, and 27, chapter 11, verse 10, chapter 14, verses 4, 8, and 17, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 30. The Lord is not responsible for Pharaoh's hardness of heart. See also JST, Exodus chapter 7, verses 3 and 13, chapter 9, verse 12, chapter 10, verses 1, 20, and 27, chapter 11, verse 10, chapter 14, verses 4, 8, and 17. Each reference, when correctly translated, shows that Pharaoh hardened his own heart.
And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, and I will prosper thee. But Pharaoh will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go.
JST, Exodus chapter 4, verses 24 through 27. Compare Exodus chapter 4, verses 24 through 27. When the Lord threatens to kill Moses for not circumcising his son, Zipporah saves his life by performing the ordinance herself. Moses confesses his sin.
And it came to pass that the Lord appeared unto him as he was in the way, by the inn. The Lord was angry with Moses, and his hand was about to fall upon him, to kill him, for he had not circumcised his son. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone, and circumcised her son, and cast the stone at his feet, and said, Surely thou art a bloody husband unto me. And the Lord spared Moses, and let him go, because Zipporah, his wife, circumcised the child. And she said, Thou art a bloody husband. And Moses was ashamed, and hid his face from the Lord, and said, I have sinned before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God, in the mount where God appeared unto him, and Aaron kissed him.